Our mission here on the Sports Free Agent Podcast is to connect people with their first or next opportunity within the sports industry. We challenge the normal. Think of this as the new resume, a podcast episode which provides insight into individuals on their values, their experiences, and insight into who they really are. We challenge the normal way of doing a job search and hiring process. We're building a database to showcase your next future star employee on our website at www.sportsasajob.com. We flip the roles, so no longer do people get lost in the search, but they get found. Welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Sports Free Agent Podcast. We have another guest for you here today. So if you could please introduce yourself to everybody listening right now.
Sure thing. Hello, everybody listening on the Sports Free Agent Podcast. My name is Tom Green. I currently work at WLEW Radio in a little town called Bad Axe, Michigan. Right now I am doing news radio, but some of the things that I have done in the past are I was a graduate of Essexville Garber High School. If anybody knows Fox Sports reporter John Morosi, he went to the same high school, and I've gotten a lot of inspiration from him. And I have done a lot of PA announcing for football and basketball. In fact, people know me as the voice of the Dukes. I've also done sports writing for with a group called The Score Crow. And I also am the host of the Tom Green Podcast, which is over 100 podcasts. I think we're out about 106 podcasts right now on Apple and anywhere you can get podcasts. So I've done podcasting, writing, PA, and now radio.
And I like to start with that. You know, you got a lot of these things going on, and obviously they're kind of the same area with announcing, PA, podcast, radio. Where did your love of sports start from? Is there a particular story that you have in mind that you can share with everybody?
Well, really, the first sports experience I remember was really the 2004 Pistons winning the NBA title. And with that hard-working group that really had no MVP candidates, if I'm not mistaken, that hard-working group started my drive for sports. And then, of course, the 2006 Detroit Tigers, going from three years prior, 119 losses to World Series. That was a great inspirational story. And then, of course, my first PA announcing, I'll dive right into my first PA announcing job, was in 2007. I was in seventh grade, and I did a game at Bay City Central at Elmer Engels Stadium, which is, according to a lot of Michigan high school websites, probably the most beautiful stadium in the state of Michigan. So I was blessed to have my first PA experience at the arguably the most beautiful high school stadium in Michigan, but it was for the Essexville Jaguars, which is a community ed football team. And in the booth that day, helping out was Trenton Robinson, who was a senior at Bay City Central at the time. And in fact, I always have the story that I tried to get him to go to Michigan, as I'm a big Wolverines fan. And unfortunately, on my end, Trenton was a part of the only class that swept Michigan. So we know how that went. But I had that first interaction with somebody that made the pros later on, and that really started my drive. And as well, as I had said earlier, that John Morosi went to Essexville Garber, I've gotten some inspiration from him as well. So it's part of the networking, and it's the experiences really that really inspired me.
And that's interesting to hear that you started doing this when you were in the seventh grade. So I'm sure you've made strides from then. So I mean, what has that growth been looking like? I mean, you know, how were you doing this in the seventh grade compared to now? I mean, how much of a difference is there?
Honestly, I never really thought about the differences, but I've gained a lot of professional strengths. I mean, contacting and talking to people professionally, as well as, let's see, this is actually a very good question. Knowing unbiasedness, that's one thing that we don't see a lot of anymore, sadly, but with national broadcasters, we see it a lot. That was one of the first things that I was taught, was don't be biased. And that's what I had learned. And now I'm starting to, as at least I've noticed on my PA announcing, that I've been getting more excited, but I get excited towards both teams when a good thing happens on either side. So really it's professionalism and biasness. You really can't have that if you're going to make it into the big time professional market. Now some markets, like one of my, believe it or not, one of my favorite announcers, Hawk Harrelson, you can have bias, but you have to be fair to both sides, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And you just mentioned somebody there. So that kind of leads into the next question. You know, who is someone that, you know, in the radio personality or announcing that you really look up to?
Well, I do have a few inspirations that I look up to. One of them, believe it or not, I met him a couple of years back, was Tim Brando, and all the things that he has done in his career, going from the Tim Brando show to doing CBS Sports, the Fox Sports, so announcing, you know, the play-by-play and stuff like that. John Morosi, like I had mentioned, as well as one of my favorites to listen to is Len Casper from the Chicago Cubs, Marquee Sports Network, that just started up. As well as one of the more underrated broadcast teams in baseball is the San Francisco team, Dwayne Kuiper and Mike Kruko. A lot of people might find them to be a little bit on the boring side, but they have a lot of good insights to the game. And if you have a good ear to listen, they're actually a great group to listen to. So quite a few, as I've mentioned.
Yeah. So how would you describe yourself then as a PA announcer? I mean, obviously, one of the things you mentioned, you're unbiased. Other than that, I mean, how would you describe yourself as an announcer or personality or things like that?
Well, part of PA announcing is, in a way, being in the game. You're in the game without actually putting yourself in the game. Like, anybody now at Essexville Garber wants to hear my voice on the PA when a great thing happens, either way. And great announcers will have that, like, per se. If I were to compare myself, I like the White Sox PA announcer and United Center PA announcer Gene Honda. If anybody in Chicago can tell you, oh, yeah, we can hear Gene Honda on the PA. Or the great announcers, you can just hear their voice and say, yep, that's him. And I'm hoping that the game experience that I would have if I were to go that route, that I would have that sort of effect on people.
That's interesting you say that, because not maybe in the sports announcing, but anytime I hear Joe Rogan's voice, I know exactly who he is just because of his GRE experience and things like that. So let's talk about what you're currently doing. You got your podcast, you're doing your current job. I mean, tell me more about what it is you're currently doing. And of course, I definitely want to dive into how the heck did you start that podcast, saying that you're 100 episodes in now?
So this question kind of builds upon itself. So I'll actually start with the podcast and move towards a regular job, as you'll see how I'll answer that. So the podcast, I actually was hired by a group called 3 Point Stance Magazine. Jeff Lyons and Brandon Rush saw my talents early back in 2015, 2016, and wanted to hire me to do podcasting for them. So I did Lyons podcast, as I'm a Detroit, you know, Lions, all the Detroit fans, plus Chicago Cubs and Tigers, Wolverines. So I did the Lions and Wolverines for 2 seasons. In fact, at SBSU, I actually did my first shows off my iPhone in my old truck. I didn't have a studio at all, so I just had to just wing it. And I'll talk more about winging it in just a second. But after a couple of seasons, it was June of 2018. If I'm not mistaken, or 2017. I thought to myself, I'm only doing Lions and Wolverines. I'm just sitting here. Why don't I expand my podcast? And so I decided to expand to the major sports, including college basketball and stuff like that. And then one of my podcasts I did in October of 2018 was Lions Seahawks, the Lions Seahawks preview. And my guest on that show, Rob Smith, had told me, well, there's this website called Anchor that you can use to do podcasting. And I thought, okay, I'll give it a shot. And within 2 days, my podcast finally got on Apple. So 106 episodes later, here we are. And during that time, my supervisor, Kelly Carpenter at WLEW, actually listened to a couple of my shows, and I got a call. And so what happened was, I was in the middle of doing the Garber football coaches show with Coach Jake Pollard, And I thought to myself, well, I have this offer. Why don't I wait out this project, see if anything else comes up, and if not, I'll take LEW and roll with it from there. And that's pretty much what happened at the end of the Garber season. I got back with WLEW. I was hired part-time on Friday nights and Sunday afternoons, so I had to sacrifice my NFL for this the December and January, but they let me watch the Super Bowl, thank God. Otherwise, it would have went completely insane. But after a month, we had an unexpected resignation, and I took full-time. So now I'm full. So I went from no job, having walked out of a Kroger's because of a management dispute, to full-time job in radio at a 50,000-watt radio station.
That's interesting, man. You know, to hear that the podcast really led to the job that you're currently having today. So let's look at 10 years from now, because that's an always interesting question. Tom, what would you say, you know, who is Tom Green and what is Tom Green doing 10 years from now?
10 years from now, my hope is to be in the professional market, whether it's journalism or play-by-play or radio for a really a major market like Fox Sports or ESPN or something like that. But I've learned through this journey that that whatever road you take, you have to start small. And that was really the reason for me taking news radio, even though I'm more of a sports guy, is this is a small market right now. And at some point, someone is going to hear me and I'm going to get up in the ranks. Jane Slater at NFL Network for the Cowboys had said, if you start big, you will have a short shelf life. And so when you're taking this job at LEW has really proved that to me, that yes, if you start big, you could have a short shelf life. You have to work your way up there. And hopefully in 10 years, I will have worked my way to either the professional ranks or for a team or, you know, for a professional network. So really the hope is to get into sports, whether it's for a major TV network or working the press box for a major league team, whether it's baseball or basketball or whatever. But yes, Tom Green in 10 years from now will be working for in the major sports circuit.
I think a lot of people listening to this will definitely, you know, get a deeper insight into your whole journey from seventh grade to now, but most importantly, kind of the interesting story of how you got certain jobs. So Tom, for the people listening out there, where can they find you across social media platforms? Shout out your podcast. Shout out whatever it is you want.
Sure. So on Twitter, I am at TomTV23. That's my personal Twitter. And my podcast Twitter is at TomGreenPod. Just an FYI, I'm more reachable on the personal Twitter, but I will get your message on the podcast Twitter and reach back. I tweet more on the personal than pod, but the podcast, I had to have that as a separate outlet so that people that are just fans of the podcast can listen to that. Same thing on Instagram, at TomTV23, at TomGreenPod. I'm on that. I'm going to fire up the Instagram TomGreenPod a little bit more after this. But those are my main social media outlets. Facebook, the Tom Green Podcast page. You can hit like on that. But yeah, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn as well. I've really become open to a lot of more connections over LinkedIn, Tom Green there. So there's where you can find me, TomTV23 and Tom Green Pod.
Well, everybody listening, you heard it. So if you're looking for future leader, industry leaders like Tom, please visit our website at www.sportsasajob.com.